For many years, musician Aaron Freeman went by the name Gene Ween. Along with a childhood buddy who took on the moniker Dean Ween, they formed an alternative rock band with a very twisted sense of humor. The band Ween had a loyal following and put out several successful albums. But along with fame came the rock and roll life. Freeman wound up with a serious drug problem. 2 years ago, the band broke up and the guitarist and singer went into rehab. Now Aaron Freeman is back with a solo album that explores what went wrong. From member station KPCC, Alex Cohen has his story.
Aaron Freeman and Mickey Melchiondo grew up in New Hope, Pennsylvania. They quickly became friends, bonding over their love of music one day in the eighth grade.
I remember going to his house, and he was writing these punk rock riffs, and I just started screaming into the mic, you know, onto a cheap tape recorder cassette, and that was it.
Something clicked that day, says Freeman, and soon enough the two were developing the Ween sound, a sound which relied heavily on fiddling around with tape speed and plenty of references to drugs and alcohol.
We totally support and encourage young children to smoke crack and drink a lot.
In the late 1980s, Ween released 6 cassette tapes.
A lot of this stuff is really noisy and sort of difficult to take.
That's Hank Stiemer, music editor at Time Out New York and the author of a book about Ween.
But then over time, it evolved into something a lot more serious and substantial.
Stiemer's book focuses on what happened to the band after they landed a deal with Elektra Records and produced a much more polished album in 1994, which still included some pretty bizarre songs. Right alongside beautiful tracks, which seem to come straight from the heart.
It's been a while since I've seen you smile, but now you've come back again. Came into the room and you saw my girl, and you asked her how long it's been.
There's other bands that are funny, there's other bands that are sad, but I don't know that I can think of another band who's that extreme about their emotions in a way.
That extremity, Hank Stiemer says, struck a chord. Eventually, the band wound up with a large and intensely loyal following. Like fans of the Grateful Dead, the Ween tribe liked to trade recordings of live shows, and they liked to party a lot. But the drugs and booze became a serious problem for the man on stage, Aaron Freeman.
I just wasn't a happy camper, and I was, very addicted and very out of control.
He says he'd been on a bender for several days in 2001 when Ween played a show in Vancouver.
I think I wrote this line after 2 weeks on mushrooms.
Freeman could barely play. He forgot lyrics. At one point, he just laid down on the stage and started ranting. Finally, his fellow band members walked off stage and left him alone to finish the show. Eventually, Freeman made the choice to go into rehab and to break up the band.
And it helped me. It helped me get my head together. It helped me focus. It helped me get sober and eventually write music again.
One of the songs he wrote for his solo debut is about that infamous Vancouver show.
Down in the lobby, there's a couple left. Have them buy me around. I'm your best friend, I'm your superstar. Yeah, I'm down with the brown. We in the bathroom, let's be super cool. You got a little bit left. What a special thing, I'm your trophy boy. Get the f*** out my face. You will go home satisfied. I'll be blacked out for the night.
Aaron Freeman says it was cathartic to write about what went down from his perspective.
You know, when you're blacking out and you're getting on the bus the next day, you're terrified. It's horrible. And you feel really ashamed of yourself. And as mad as other people are at you, boy, you feel worse, the alcoholic and the addict, and you don't even know you feel that.
In the morning, I can't remember. I can't remember a thing. I'm on the bus now. They won't look at me. Man, it's always the same. I'm a broken. Why can't you see? Can't you give me your hand? No, I'm the bad guy. Don't appreciate. Can't you see who I am?
As part of his process of recovery, Freeman moved to Woodstock, New York, and took a job teaching music.
I've seen an enormous change on him.
Paul Green is the founder of the Paul Green Rock Academy, where Aaron Freeman has been teaching kids and teenagers about what it's like to be a working musician.
When you're in a rock band like Ween and you're touring, there's an amount of cynicism of some level involved. But when he's teaching these kids, it's pure, it's idealistic in the best way, and it's making music for music's sake. And I've really seen Aaron's love of just the music-making process really jump out, and I really see it in his eyes.
Teaching at the Rock Academy has helped a lot, says Aaron Freeman, but he realizes he still has a long way to go, earning back the trust of others, especially his family.
When you're a musician, first of all, you're kind of like Peter Pan. When you're in a rock band, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be accountable. You just have to get on stage. So I really had no skills on how to be a man, a 42-year-old man. And that is something I wanted to be. I wanted to be that guy that if my daughter called at 2 in the morning and needed me to pick her up, I was going to be there.
For a while I couldn't play my guitar like a man.
Freeman realizes it may be some time before his family and his fans trust that he's really sober. But he says he's striving to live up to his birth name and the name on the cover of his new album. He hopes to truly be a free man. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.
Baby, won't you let me in? Get me back on my feet. It's a dream I'm falling in. I wanna play my guitar again. I wanna play my guitar.